Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. How are you? Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading this podcast. Most of all, thank you for your time. This is episode 44 of the Walking Leader Podcast, and we've left the two books behind, and we're not ready to start the next book, We the Team. So we're going to fill in here for a while, and we're going to talk about some of the other stuff I don't cover in the books, but some that are very and quite essential to leadership, being a good leader, and obviously growing as a leader and growing to become an even better leader than you were yesterday. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about failure. Failure as it happens on the road to success. And why this topic and how did this topic come to be? Well, it's an important topic. It's one that, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about. It's a topic that is important. It's a topic that's timely because it's always happening to somebody at some point in their career, in their lives. But for the most part, it's something that we need to embrace and move forward from or with. Last week, I was watching a Meerkat live stream featuring Chef Lizette. And if you don't follow Chef Lizette, you really should. She's awesome. She's a chef, and her name is Lizette. And so, again, there you go. She's on Twitter also, and it'll be on the show notes here on the website. And it will be I'll also include it in the description here on the podcast. So when you download it, you should be able to see some information as to Chef Lizette and her Twitter handle. But last week she was talking about failure. But as all good things, the Meerkat feed, well, it came to an end. She had a certain amount of time blocked off, and well, it came to an end. Well, I would like to continue the conversation today. Now, let's get into it. And again, I'm going to cover these topics and kind of hopefully continue with her conversation, and then we'll go from there. Well, failure has two definitions that we know of. Obviously, there's more definitions and sub-definitions. And as you go along, you'll see other examples of failure and the definitions of failure. But the two, the first one is a state of inability to perform a normal function. Let's see. The engine has failed. Okay, it no longer works. The second definition is lack of success. Oh, that individual is a failure at business. Oh, that individual is a failure at running a snow cone stand or managing a deck of baseball cards or whatever. So there they are, but they're different, but they're also the same. Think about it. An inability to perform a normal function. Well, normal function is to stay in business. And the next one is lack of success. Well, we all want to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful, but we also know that failure is going to happen. So, something to think about there. Now, what happens when we fail? What do we do with it? Well, let's look at that Thomas Edison, his famous quote, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that don't work." So look at what he's done. Look at what he did. He went and took the 10,000 failures, and each time he got back up there again, and just kept doing what he needed to do. And then let's look at Michael Jordan. I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. There you go. There you go. So in business and life and anything that we do, we want to succeed, but we have to get out there and try. We can't just sit here and say, oh, well, I'm going to be a millionaire, or I want to be a millionaire. Yeah, well, you know, what does it take to become a millionaire? What does it take to be a success? What does it take to write a New York Times bestselling novel? What does it take to get on a New York Times bestselling business book list? Well, you keep writing and you keep trying, you keep trying, you keep trying. And that's all you can do. That's all you're expected to do. So what do you do with it? Well, you move on. You move forward. And here's where I want to introduce something. It should be everybody, anybody and everybody that's out there wants to be a leader, that wants to step up, wants to be a great leader. Everybody should at one point, well, early on, you should accept that failure is going to happen. You should expect to fail. You should expect to know that, hey, it's going to happen. You can't go around with rose-colored glasses on and say, oh, I'll never fail. I'm going to be successful from here until the end of my days. While that's great, that's awesome, and we all want that, it's not a reality that we can all live with. Because again, if we're constantly succeeding, what are we succeeding at? If we don't know failure, how can we appreciate the successes? So, taking that in mind, you know, the best thing to do is to fail quickly. You start up something, you get going, you're ramped up, you're making things happen, and you fail. That's awesome. That's great. Because if you're not failing, you're not trying. You're not trying to be innovative. You're not trying to make something new happen. Speaking of innovative, everybody. Everybody's got to try something. You can't just sit there, put it on paper, it looks fantastic on paper, but once you put your boots on the ground and you start hitting it, put your plan into action, I guarantee you that plan's not going to work. What's on paper? You have to adjust on the fly and keep going and making it happen. So fail quickly. I know in my military experience, I've had a great bunch of leaders, and the one common thread that all the leaders had, and I just kind of said it, is that the greatest plan on paper is the greatest plan on paper, but the moment the bullets start flying, that plan goes into the trash can because it's not going to work. So if you try to, because there's just too many variables, if you try to say, oh, this is how we're going to win the war, this is how we're going to win the battle, this is how we're going to make our first million by following this plan to the letter, guess what? It's not going to happen. So again, because again, there's just too many outside variables. What if it's not what they want to hear? What if it's not what they want to see? What if it's not what they want to pay money to buy? And then what? Where's your plan then? So expect to fail quickly and expect to fail. That's a standard. Now, what happens when you fail publicly? We see this all the time with movie stars, rock stars, and they bounce back and they get right back up and they make things happen. And that's awesome. But what happens if you're doing something wrong and you fail publicly and you get caught? Well, you know what? You step up, you do your time, and you get out and you get them right back up again. But I'm not back up to the nonsense you were doing. It got you in trouble, but get yourself back up and make things happen. So those are like for the, well, just those people that got themselves in trouble in business. Now, as a leader, you can publicly acknowledge that you failed. You step up and you say, you know what? This looked like a great idea. We tried it out. It just didn't work. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to shift focus and we're going to move on and we're going to try again. Because that's, as a leader, that's what those people want to hear from you. Those people being the ones that follow you, the ones you're with day in and day out, the ones that are executing your plan are the ones that are going to want to know what the next step is. If it doesn't work out, what are they going to do? And as a leader, it's your job to tell them, hey, here's where we're going. And guess what? That says a whole lot about your character. That just makes you top dog right away. Because if you can get knocked down, pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, and then turn on a dime in another direction, that shows a lot of character. That shows a lot of heart in what you're doing. And that shows that you believe not just in the people that are following you, but that you believe that everybody is going to make something good happen. Because again, they're looking for you. They're looking in your direction. Now, if you failed them, you failed everything. And what I'm saying is, if you failed the people that you follow, if you just say, you know what, we're done, you know what, it's going to be that much harder the next time you want to try to start something, you want to try to do something. No, you make it happen. You keep hustling. You keep working. You keep making it happen. And when it's all said and done, whether you got up one more time than you fell down, and you made something happen each time, or you tried to make something happen each time, that says a whole lot than the person who just failed and just took his football, walked off the field, and said, that's it, I'm done. So, again, in a nutshell, failure is expected. As a leader, you will fail. As a follower, you will fail. As a friend, you will fail. As a husband, you will fail. As a father, you will fail. But you know what? You keep trying because you can't fail those people. You can't fail your spouse. You can't fail your family. You can't fail your friends. And most of all, you can't fail yourself, because everybody's looking for that and looking for you to be that leader. I thank you for your time. I'm going to wrap up this episode 44 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Gareth. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. If you can, follow Chef Lizette on Twitter. Thanks to her for her inspiration in getting this podcast going. I thank you. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.